The pre-game interview.
Back at Caninya Parkway before the bounce, GMHBA Stadium hosting AAMI Community Series action, the Cats and the Bombers, the final dress rehearsal before AFL season 2024. Tom King, Ben Castagnoli and Mark Neal with you, and also joining us, the CEO of the Caninya Park Stadium Trust, Jared Griffin, a man who's been sweating bullets this week, not just because that the humid room that we stood in on Wednesday night in the Bruce Moore room was a little bit warm, evening to you, or afternoon to you, Jared. We have a Joel Selwood stand.
Yes, the Foo Fighters stand has officially switched its purpose. It'll be the Joel Selwood stand from this point onwards.
What's the week been like for you to get it to this point where people are actually enjoying sitting in the lower bowl?
Yes, well, for the project team and the builder and everyone in between and my operations team, yes, they've worked very, very hard to get all the paperwork, all the last little things that keep building surveyors and building authorities happy. And we got practical completion for the stand last night.
Yep.
And a permit this morning to actually let people into it.
So is there a chance that that lower bowl could fill and the rest of the stadium could actually tonight? We're not going to get a massive crowd tonight, but there'll be people who want to be part of that, you know, ability to sit in that, and we might see a real push to that part of the ground.
Yeah, I think people will be pretty curious to see what's been built over there because it is pretty good over there. It's really well done. The builder's done a very good job at the fit-out. Yes, the Cats were thinking about 8 to 10, so I think you'll get 8 to 10 here this afternoon.
Is that a wet area there, Jared, the Ablett Terrace with the standing room or not?
Yes.
You can refresh there.
You can refresh
there. So that will be like a party hole, will it?
We're not trying to recreate the Phoenix hole.
Why not?
Benny. No. Well, you know what? That's called safe standing room. That's right. Taken out of the UK soccer stadium model, you know, the COP.
I was going to say, is that our version of the COP?
That's our version of the COP.
So is there hoops to jump through with the standing area, obviously?
There was a bit of a rumour at the start of the project that we weren't putting standing in. We were always putting standing back in. But it's got to comply from a space point of view and egress, and I'm speaking building talk here. But
right, yeah. No, I'll write that down and sort of Google it a little bit later.
Do you know what egress means, Benny?
Egress? Yeah. Who did he play for? He was halfback for Carlton in the 70s, wasn't he? Bill Egress. Yeah, he was an extraordinary player. But
I think you'll find a lot of people will like that part of the ground to get in and have a look at. It's the old-fashioned way we watch footy, Ben.
It is? Oh, was that the reason? Was that the sole reason that it was kept?
Oh, people,
or installed as a stand?
Yeah, people loved it. I think we knew the old one was very popular for the same reason. And what you're seeing, and it's happening a bit in stadiums in America, I'm led to believe, they're taking seats out and going like that.
Yep.
Because people like to stand and congregate and mingle, and it's the way we grew up watching footy.
Yeah, with your transistor and a proper can of VB or something.
Under the old scoreboard at Princess Park, it was for me.
Yes. Now we're in plastic cups and you can't even have an umbrella.
We're working on that. We might have the can back here soon.
Really?
Hmm.
Wow, is that... Oh, hang on.
Working on that with the footy club. They got the catering rights, but we're keen to see if we can get the can back.
That'd be outrageous.
It's very environmental compared to the plastic.
And then the kids will start collecting the cans and take the 10 cents and they'll be...
back to the old days too, if you remember.
And there is there a collection outside the senior sits? Is the senior citizens club got a can?
Not the picture, no.
Or there'll be a mad dash to the nearest.
Yeah.
10 cent machine.
We're working on that on a whole range of fronts. But
how many years have you aged, Joe, with this whole thing?
I've got less hair.
Yeah. You've got a road grain in there, have you?
My turn. Jared, curious, you use that word curious. So I'm curious. The Caninya Park Trust doesn't stand still or sit still. You've done this. What's next? Because I'm sure you've discussed it. What's going on?
We've discussed it and we've been working on it. I can't wait to get with the City of Greater Geelong, all the tenants of Caninya Park, the community, and rip into doing a Caninya Park precinct master plan. Because the stadium's in good shape, as we can see.
Absolutely.
But we want this park to rock and hum for its people and its community. And there's so much potential out there if we just get our teeth into the assignment and come up with a better solution for out there and make the whole precinct, as I say, rock. Geelong rocks. It was on the front page of the ad the other day. But Geelong rock. We've got to make that precinct rock. This precinct rock.
That sounds absolutely outstanding from a high level. Surely you can give us just a bit of it. I'm sure you've got an unbelievable idea. something he might bring to that table?
Well, I was listening to Bernard Salt at a function today who talked about be bold. So, yes, let's be bold. Let's make this precinct work 24/7, 7 days a week. I can't tell you what that means in a practical sense, but when you have these blocks of land in the heart of your community, you got to make them work, because the people need to use it and want to use it for so many things. So whether it's restaurants, better sporting facilities, tan tracks, just this is so needing a good uplift.
Absolutely. It's in a great spot. Quite a large bit of land. Terrific. Now, you said you can't wait to do it. So are those meetings set up? Have you got the other tenants in? We're ready to go?
Yeah, no. I better not steal Ellie Wastey, the City of Greater Geelong CEO's thunder, but she's appointed...
No, don't do that.
She's appointed someone to drive the piece of work. They're very experienced. I've dealt with them in the past. They know how to do these sort of... I'll use a bit of funny talk again. Placemaking.
Oh, yes.
Placemaking.
We love that.
Yeah.
Like match simulation.
Yeah.
It's a practice match.
No, it's match sim.
It's embarrassing.
No, but you, this is crying out. You know, you've got what's going on at the waterfront with the convention centre. This block of land is so crying out for an uplift and service its community in ways and means we haven't even thought of yet.
Will that include whatever Geelong plan for an indoor facility now that the Costa family have come up with 10 mil?
Yep. Yeah, definitely the Cats want to do an indoor centre. Where exactly it goes is TBC for obvious reasons, because it is... And people get sick of me using this. It's like a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle out there to make all the pieces work, and most importantly, to make all the scheduling and the organising work. And that's the bit I'm sure Mark understands completely. Facilities are in demand, growing populations. It's the scheduling and the infrastructure to match.
Yeah, you're exactly right. As we know, Geelong is, I think, is still the fastest growing regional part of our country, and with that, it's a great opportunity, great time to capitalise on that, because people will put hand in their pockets, the people that can do that and come out with some really big numbers. And if we can, all the city can work together and you bring a lot of people to the table, we can achieve some pretty good things for our little place in the world.
Yeah. I know where I'll be on Friday, September 27. Nealty hopes he is also here on Friday, September 27.
Can you don't Barwon. Confuse me? What's going on there?
That's GFNL Grand Final Day.
Right.
Which will be played here.
Do you want the home box or the away box?
Well, there'd be 11. If I answered that, there'd be 11 other clubs that could potentially use that, which would be great. But no, we'll take the home.
In all seriousness, we've spoken for 5 years.
Oh, serious, do you?
In all seriousness, we have been craving to get the footy grand final back here and the netball grand final back here. I've got to pay tribute to Marcus King and Steve Hogging at the Cats, because they've had the challenge of working the men's and the women's program around that idea. Ed Wilson at AFL Barwon, great cooperation to actually find a way. And we've found a way, and I hope it never, ever leaves again.
All abilities are going to return. They were here last year making their debut, and are we going to have the double header like we did last year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a double header, April 27. Again, celebrating what this place's cause is all about. So you get the professionals here, but you also have the community get a crack at the place as well, and diverse, inclusion and diversity included.
Where are the Blues going to finish?
I'm a bit nervous about the Blues. I don't like.
How did you go in the preliminary final last year? Were you off the couch at half time?
I didn't believe it was going to happen. Mate. Didn't believe it. I'm a bit nervous about the forward line setup. Not sure if it works.
All right.
We've kept it all very positive, Jerry. But can I ask you about the cricket and what happened?
Yeah, I expected you to ask it.
So Melbourne Renegades game playing Perth Scorchers here back early December.
Yep.
We'd had rain on the Saturday. Unfortunately, water leaked onto the pitch after about 8 overs. The umpires deemed it to be unsafe. Game called off. Where are we at now?
Firstly, to all those fans who turned up that night, again, how disappointed and sorry we are for what happened that night. No one wants that to happen. I've got to be a little bit careful what I say here. These matters end up in the world of commercial and lawyers and insurance companies, so it's in their hands. But let's just say we're really disappointed. But I've reached out to the BBL this week and the Melbourne Renegades this week about talking about the future. So while you didn't want it to happen, we're talking about where to next as far as another game or another series of games. So
we've got to
get it back.
Right. Inside the Joel Selwood stand, I was lucky enough to have lunch on Tuesday as part of the Cats season launch in the Fred Flanagan room. One thing that caught me was the inside-outside bar as you walked in. facing out onto the concourse, facing into the room. Absolutely fantastic. But what can those who come either today for some part, but for those who are here for round one, what will they experience inside the Joel Selwood Stadium?
If you're in the Fred Flanagan room, you've got a fantastic function room. If you're doing what the people are there tonight, you've got bars that are two-way facing, open. You can see, you can stand at the bar and see the ground. You can stand at the bar and look back to the Geelong Cricket Club ground. So several new bars also coming down the track. Geelong Sports Museum also coming down the track, the Barwon Regional Cricket Centre. The concourse is much wider, much more spacious. IPTV, theming and branding. It is a modern stand that really does finish the house. I think people will be pretty happy when they walk through it.
The museum? Tell us a little bit about that. When
Geelong Sports
see
Museum. Kim Forbes, Jess Reid, Bob Gartland and a group of volunteers have been fantastic at pulling together a museum that we're going to showcase probably late March, probably early April, really.
Okay.
That's the reality. Celebrate sport in this region. Boy, they've found some stories. They've found some things that you wouldn't believe. And objects and modern interactive. So it's an 8 to 80 years old museum. It's not one of those old stuffy museums where it's just a few things on a wall. You can go in and call a game of footy.
Nice.
And record it and send it to yourself. So, that, you know, watch out, boys. They might be coming for you.
It won't take much to knock me off.
We did joke the other day when you and I crossed paths for the GFNL grand final announcement that you were going to be close to our bounce time. And I said, well, do you want to stick around and call? And you actually said, don't tempt me. But you nearly end up calling. Tell us about how you nearly end up calling a race somewhere.
I go to the South Coast, New South Wales for my annual January holidays. It's an annual thing with my brother-in-law to go to the Maruya races. Announcement goes over the system and he was crook. He called race one and he hardly had a voice left. Anyone want to call the race? I was so tempted to put my hand up.
So what happened?
I chickened out. I didn't put my hand up.
Not enough kahunas. Who ended up doing it?
No, they took the feed from, can I say, one of the other mobs, you know? Yeah. They took the live feed, which is about 7 second delay on the course.
Do you think it'll go down as one of your great regrets?
Might be.
You got an opportunity just to step up there with the 7x50s.
Maria Race is good fun.
Would have been a bit of fun too, because no one would have been expecting anything.
Oh, no.
You could have dropped the banana split, gets the yellow, that sort of stuff.
I said to Tom early in the week, I said, all you got to do is get the last 400 right and get the first four over the line right. Anything after that, they won't care.
That's right. Well, Terry Bailey, he's still going. He can't do that. Remember Ronnie Paps Lotto from Adelaide?
The lawyers will be coming from you from racing.com.
Hold your tickets with Ronnie Paps Lotto. Because when he called, you'd never know that he called the seventh and it had won and the sixth horse had run third.
Now, the delightful Kim Forbes from the Stadium Trust is in the box with us and just tells me that the crowd is in at about 4,300 as we're about 5 or 6 minutes away from bounce. Somebody told me that a good restaurant is going to have a bit of a presence and it might be more than just a game day presence. Is that correct that Chin Chin might actually be opening on a more semi-permanent basis to the people of Geelong?
Well, the Cats have the catering rights here and maybe you're onto something, but it's still to be confirmed, I think. Okay. But that is a little example of, goes back to Mark's question about
24/7.
Make this place turn on all the time for all the people who live in this beautiful neighbourhood and
that'd
beyond.
That'd be fantastic. They'll do Uber from here too, won't they? Surely, Chin Chin turn
up.
I don't want to
steal the Footy Club's thunder, but yeah, you might be onto something there. But it's an example of making this place rock.
Good food and cans of beer. I'm sold.
Yes.
But do you sleep well tonight, or do you sleep well in 15 days' time?
15 days' time. Let's get to the final siren. After 15 days' time, the Cats have won. Place has gone smoothly. People are home safe and sound.
Fantastic, Jared. Congratulations on what you've achieved so far. I know a lot of people are involved, but when you are the public face as you are, you obviously take the heat when it comes, but you should also take the plaudits when they come as well. And from us, you've been more than generous with your time to us, and that will continue, no doubt. Our relationship doesn't stop. I think we start now talking more about the rest of the precinct,
and
how that develops. Enjoy tonight. We really appreciate you dropping by. I know you're a really busy man at this time of the year, but look forward to seeing you throughout 2024. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Back good on you, Jared. Go
Griffin,
the Blues.
Jared Griffin joining us. Now, I can tell you that if we can get to 40,000 in round one, there hasn't been a four in front of the crowd in terms of thousands. There's probably been 4,000 people here for a game. You've got to go back to round four, 1981, Geelong v Collingwood, for the last time there were 40,000 plus inside Cadinia Park, as it was then known. So that will be the challenge for the people of Geelong.
There's a big billboard. I've seen that around, trying to be one of the 40,000 around. Very impressive. Yep. They'll get their key, surely.
Absolutely.
The pre-game interview.